Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's give out game balls. I'm going with Tita Bay Owuzie. He gets my game ball. 5 tackles, 3 pass defenses yesterday, including a great play under 2 minutes in the end zone with the Browns. Looks like an obvious touchdown pass. He kept battle with the wide receiver, lodging the ball from him and keeping that game alive for the Baltimore Ravens. Jeremy, who gets your game ball?
I'm going to give it to Derrick Henry. A couple of big runs in that spot. We saw a guy that... that big run. Wish you would have gotten the end zone because you had to settle for 3. Maybe makes that game a little easier down the stretch.
And no burst.
Yeah. No burst. No fire. Did I just take your game ball?
You said your game ball was Kyle Hamilton.
You sure did.
Well, you said you wanted him.
I didn't. I said, okay, I'll take Derrick Henry.
Do you want Kyle Hamilton?
I'll take one or the other.
Okay.
So I'll take two? Hold on. Take two. Who's your game ball, Jeremy?
I'm giving my game ball to Woozie. Great defensive play. At the end of I did. I pulled. Was that a press? No, so we can't even call it a pressing because he's not on the group chat when we send that out. What our, you know, all of our stuff is when he steals somebody.
He's not in here right now.
I know.
His game ball is irrelevant.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. You brought up Mike Preston.
I brought up Mike Preston because he's done this before where he's taken someone's game ball and then somebody's like. Maybe that someone was me.
That was you.
My game ball goes to Kyle Hamilton, obviously. Guys all over the football field, made a ton of plays. Ed, go ahead and talk about somebody else.
Whatever you want. That's who you had picked. Anyway, I was going with Kyle Hamilton. I thought he had an amazing day.
That's who I had.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. We started off talking college basketball.
No, your ass then had to do the squirrel
thing. I'm not doubting you. Listen, hey, calm down over there. Calm down. I thought weed was supposed to calm you down. Oh, we start off by talking college basketball.
I'm not on weed.
Then
I'm not on it, but I'm not on it.
Then we talk some NBA, hockey, and now you two can't figure out who gets the game ball.
No, he knew all along. He just let me keep digging. I'm looking over, and he's like, he's staring at me. I think I took his game ball. Yeah, I had Kyle Hamilton. No.
Anyway, I'll give mine to Derrick Henry.
I just gave mine. No.
Derrick Henry with 18 carries, 103 yards.
Yeah, nearly 6 yards a carry. And, of course, the 59-yard run.
Scamper.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a hater say to me, well, he only had 100 yards because he had the 59-yarder.
That usually helps.
Let me say something, buddy. Most of the time when running backs go over 100 yards, there's a big run somewhere. Yeah. When quarterbacks have over 300 yards or 250 passing, there's a big play somewhere.
How many running backs in this league get 20 carries? And you'd have to average 5 yards per carry on those carries without
yards.
Any long.
Zay Flowers had 78 yards receiving. There was a 45-yard play in there.
Yeah, but you don't count that one. This is why it would make sense to count the largest one that he had.
I don't even know how people think anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, you do.
Because they do say that.
They go the opposite of what you think.
Whatever.
That's what they do.
It's like one of the other ones is my favorite is the batting average during a hitting streak. We got a hit in every damn game. Of course it's going to look good. Hey, his last 9 games, he's hitting .482.
Yeah.
Come on. What does that even mean?
too high.
Too high? I was just kidding. Too high, too far.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the fan. Monday morning quarterback. Ravens win 23-16 last night, or yesterday, I should say. So when the 4 o'clock starts on the East Coast, it feels like a night game because it's starting to get dark at kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost feels like a night game. Jeremy, are you liking where the Ravens are right now?
I think you have to. You know, like I think some people can point out, and if you look at the last two games against Minnesota and Cleveland, two what I believe to be good defenses. And in Minnesota, you play with the caveat that, like, Brian Flores, when he's in his bag and he's blitzing and he's getting to the spot, getting to the quarterback as many times as he's able to, it's going to be a long day. I think the offense is going to be fine. You got Lamar working off, if you want to call it any rust for being off for a period of time.
Right.
But you're getting healthier in some key spots. I think they're set up in a perfect position.
And the Steelers' schedule gets much tougher. I mean, after they beat the Bengals yesterday. They travel to Chicago. They got the Bears. Not an easy game. Get the Bills, the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Lions, the Browns, the Ravens again. I mean, they could lose a whole bunch of those games. Well, it gets much tougher now.
It does. A lot tougher, too, than you know you would want it to be at this given moment for the Baltimore Ravens. But it's going to get tougher in the playoffs.
That's the Steelers' schedule.
Okay.
So they, it gets much tougher for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to get tougher for the Ravens in the postseason. I want that one home game. Remember 2012, they won the AFC North. They had one home game. That was against the Indy Colts. That was Andrew Luck's rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to go on the road to Denver. Who was at the Denver?
Denver was
New England.
New England.
Yeah.
To go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So they did this before. Win the North, get that home playoff game. And if you have to go on the road at that point, go on the road and take care of business.
Again, the two things that stand out is that you're in playoff mode from here on out. So, and it's been that way for a couple weeks now, knowing that. And granted, you could still lose a game and still win your division and all those things. But playoff mode, try not to lose, so you're keeping this train rolling.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I keep asking is, when do we know if they're actually good again? You know, with the way that this league's gone, there's not a lot of good teams, and you have a bunch of bad ones on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just get healthy at the right time and you're facing bad teams? I don't think that's what it is, but I'm saying there's always that possibility.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.